Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's a new episode of the Gentleman's Delegation. It's your boy Q right here.
Hello, hello, beautiful people. It's your girl Rhea Bonita.
Hey, there we go. It's a little light one today. We got Tez at work. Joe is out doing something, probably with a margarita.
Ooh.
I know, man.
I would enjoy a margarita right now.
Well, we do have something that we haven't done.
We do. It's just some Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, a Pinot Grigio, which you know I don't do wine if you follow the podcast. Mm-hmm. So we might have a little bit of fun. And, rain. What is the flavor on the rain?
Oh, yeah. Peach fizz.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, there we go. Be a little ratchet.
A little ratchet. Just
we
a little
chasing
bit.
Our wine.
Right. With some peach fizz energy.
Oh, man.
Body fuel? Total body fuel?
Yeah, we got the energy.
Right.
To give these people what they need and want.
Exactly. That's why they're here.
There we go. Hey, and all those people that's showing out on the page, on the Facebook page, man, keep it going. We're having a YouTube that's starting up. We're going to drop that. Subscribe. Everybody that... You know, join us on Instagram at the Gentleman's Delegation. We finally hit one of our goals of getting 200 followers on Instagram. So
that's awesome. We need the applause. Remember we said we need a round of applause?
Yay!
Woo, my hands, woo, yay. I can't clap, y'all. I got a glass of wine in my hand.
I always clap on beat to everybody clap your hands. So that's what y'all going to get, but appreciate it. When we go on further, we're going to shout out some other comments of folks on the page, but we're going to talk about a post. That's why we enjoy having the page as a little startup conversation about an unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
I don't care if you ordered a side of rice, a glass of water at the group dinner, we splitting the bill evenly.
No, actually, actually, we're not. If I come... Okay, I show up, right? And y'all invite me out. I'm not really that hungry. But I'm coming. Right? Yeah. So I might just order. So for me, like, I'm going to order a side of fries. I'm going to order a side of fries and a glass of water. So at the end of the night, when the bill comes, I'm paying for my fries and my glass of water or my beverage if I decided to get a drink. That is it. So this girl's opinion was that it doesn't matter what you ordered, we're splitting the bill.
Yeah. She said evenly. Family dinner, but she also mentioned that somebody ordered something different. So she wasn't included in the family or he, you know.
Right.
To be gender equality.
Yeah. Equal.
You know, it could be he or she that didn't have it right then and wanted rice and water. But if they ordered something different than what the family ordered, you can't put them in on the family check.
Exactly.
This ain't Buckner's.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the people that went there after the convention way back when.
I've never been.
You had little lady Susan. It ain't spectacular, but you know, everybody's like, this is...
That was the go-to?
Yeah.
Spot? Yeah, no, I've never been.
Back down from Gainesville. But I just don't see... There's times when I'll split the check, but who even eats like that no more? Unless you go into like Korean barbecue spots where they bring out a whole mountain of food.
Right.
But then again, everybody getting their own. You're paying for the same amount because y'all all got the same thing, but you're still getting your same check.
You're literally sharing a family-sized dinner. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So yeah, you would split it evenly. Even though you may not have eaten the same portion of food, you still all came in with the same opportunity to eat the same portion of food, you know, theoretically, because that was the agreement. You guys all agreed to get a family dinner. But when we're talking about, we got different orders. I ordered my own meal. I ordered my own portion of food. We are not splitting the bill evenly. Mm-hmm. I'm paying for my food. Now, we did talk about, though, the exceptions, right? Yeah, how, like, there are certain people... Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. There are certain people I go out with, and typically people that are close to me, or even family, I really don't care. It's not really that serious to me. But just typically, like, nah, we ain't doing it.
I think we are. Sometimes I think it's about what did the bill come up with? You know what I mean?
And
we
all just, like, how much we talking about?
Like, we all just talking. Like, Matt Boone right here on the page, he was like, if you go out with the boys, hey, I got a picture. Somebody getting some drinks. Everybody doing different separate stuff.
Yeah.
But we all watching the game together. When a lady come with one bill and we were like, oh, we ain't going to make it go back.
Exactly. You're just like, whatever.
Or the guy. Gender equality. Right. Everybody
okay. Either serve. Or.
You know, if they come back, dude come back with the check, boom. We look at it. He said, like, if it's 150, we all knew we eat. No matter, we're not breaking it down. We all knew we equally enjoyed what happened.
Exactly.
Here's 50, here's 50.
Right.
Now, if I'm at a family meal, and I know that I'm the designated driver, and then the person already had like 5 Henny margaritas.
Right, exactly.
I'm
right.
Like, man, I'm not gonna split your Henny margarita. We'll all cut the base price together, mm-hmm. Yes. His Henny margarita is gonna be a separate check on top of it.
Right. So it has to be, like, if it's a significant difference in, you know what I'm saying, what you got or what you ordered versus the majority of what everybody else ordered, then maybe you need your own separate check. But like you said, if you're out, especially like for recreation, yeah, with friends, and you all are kind of like sharing in the festivities of, you know, whatever, yeah, together, it's kind of like, what's the big deal? Just split the bill.
Yeah, just keep it pushing.
Just keep it, yeah.
Yeah, that was like, you know, Matt was saying on the page, if everybody, you got 10 wings on the 50 piece, somebody else got 15, you know, we ain't count. Oh, no. But if you done put $70, $80 on that check, that 150, I might split it, you know, but you might have to come up a little bit. Well, you know what you did. You're going to play $70 on that, and then we're going to
exactly
put it in 40.
Right.
But if you with people that you cool, like you said family and friends.
Yeah.
That goes without saying.
Exactly. But, like, non-family and friends. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I can give you an example real quick.
Uh-huh.
So, years ago, we had, like, a group of people all get together. And we went to, Eclipse de Luna. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know if they split bills now, but I know back in the day they did not split bills for large parties. So, it was probably, like, me and I remember this group of people, like, I invited most of these people out. I think I was moving or something was going on. And so, we all decided to go to Eclipse de Luna.
Yeah.
So, 2 girls show up, right? I didn't invite them. I don't know how they got there. The party was probably about 20 of us.
Okay.
Probably about 20 people. And maybe 15. Something like that. So anyway, but probably about 15. More like 15 people.
Right,
15 so anyway, bucks. Okay. So 2 girls show up. 1 girl, not only is she underage, but she ordered drinks. And then she left without paying the bill, right?
Ooh.
So, the end of the night, they come and they're trying to, everybody kind of just gives their card and says, you know, we get the total bill. And everybody's like, okay, they know what they ordered. So, they're like, okay, run my card for this amount, blah, blah, blah. So, at the end, though, there's still like a balance left.
Yeah.
And so, we figure out it's the 2 girls that have ordered the drinks. Mind you, I tell the waiter, like, hey, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I was very upset because they basically were trying to come after me to pay this bill.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, I went off. Like, ooh. I was talking to the police. It got real intense because it was the principal.
Yeah.
And I was mad because these girls came, took advantage. Y'all were already underage. You shouldn't have been drinking. And then I got stuck with the bill. And I was just like, but how, Sway? Like, no, we don't do that. And I had the money to pay it. It was just, why am I paying for somebody else's drinks?
Who invited them?
And it was my, I have no idea who invited them.
Nobody claimed them the whole time?
No. Nobody claimed them. And I was just like, this, and the little event or the little gathering was for me.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, have to pick me, like, a friend of mine had to, like, calm me down and was like, girl, it's okay. I'll split it with you. Let's just split it. Let's just pay for it. I got you. Well, you know, and so we ended up splitting it and we paid for it. But I was very upset because I felt like that was really shady. And that's why when I go, I pay, like, you have to be careful who you splitting the bill with.
Yeah.
Because you have people that are just slick and take advantage. Like, what is that?
You shouldn't be trying to finesse friends.
We don't even, I didn't even know her like that. I knew who she was now. And I already didn't rock with her. Yeah, I seen the sense.
I be like, hey,
she remember. She remember.
Pay what you owe, Santa.
Pay what you owe.
Like, you can cash at me. I think in the age of Cash App, it goes a little bit simpler.
And Cash App is amazing.
Yeah.
Because somebody could have texted her and been like, hey.
I did just Cash App.
You need to Cash App me because you left this. So now you don't have an excuse. Back then, she literally just slid out. And, you know, I don't even know how she ordered drinks in the first place because, well, I guess they just didn't, you know, they just didn't card her. Man, but she was underage. She shouldn't have been drinking anyway.
Women know how to finesse the game at an early age. They're like, oh, a group of people I know.
Yeah, and drink. That's exactly what she did and did not pay her bill.
It's going to come around. It's going to come back around.
Oh, it already has. We good.
All right, bet.
Okay.
So good. You
anyway,
know what I mean?
So that was it. That was my story.
Bam. So that's what we got. Hey, continue to drop stuff so we can talk about it. Loving reading a bunch of this stuff on the page, and we're going to go into more of that. I appreciate it. But the main topic of the conversation today, we're really going to go over to if you are trying to start a business, if you are trying to start any type of goal, whether it be fitness related, financially, you got some things that you're trying to plan for the future. If you are just trying to get yourself out of the normal pace of things that you're like, man, I don't know why I feel like I'm in a rut.
Right.
Listen to what we got to say because we're going to be talking about personal adventures and journeys about starting a business, about getting going, and why you have to leave your comfort zone. So there's a picture that we posted on the Instagram, and we're going to repost it tonight to get everybody's thoughts so y'all can be a part of the conversation.
Right.
But it's just how to get out of your comfort zone and get started. We had a great conversation about letting go of your safety blanket with Rhea and Donald, DJ, 100 grand. You know, check them out. Everything's the same. So just put at and whatever social media you want to go to about just getting started. But we're going to just go a little bit more in depth about moving from that comfort zone.
Right. Because that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part.
It definitely is. And why is it the hardest part? We're just going to read it right here. It says the comfort zone, where you feel safe and you're in control.
Yep.
So let's just talk about that. What is that feeling safe for you?
For me.
For you.
Okay. So for me, my comfort zone was definitely dreaming. Mm-hmm. about starting this business while still making money elsewhere. So meaning like I was working, you know, 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And but then my dream was to build this business. So I'm taking time, I'm learning, I'm reading books, I'm taking classes, I'm doing all of that stuff. But I still got my 9 to 5.
Yeah.
So I still got my check. I still had that security. That was my comfort zone. And so I had to be like, okay, Daria, you can't just work a 9 to 5 job and just learn forever. Like you have to, but that was tough for me. Cause I was like, okay, Daria, I think you've learned enough to actually move out of this phase. Okay, but it was very hard for me to move out of that. That was definitely the comfort zone. So dreaming and learning, or just, I wouldn't say dreaming, let's say planning. So just planning, you know, like writing stuff down and, you know, all these ideas and all that stuff, that flow, which needs to happen. But it was just that I have notebooks just full of like stuff that I was writing. I have blog posts that I've written. I have just tons of stuff. And it's just sitting in a notebook.
Yeah.
But that was my comfort zone.
I'm going to be right there with you. Mm-hmm. I felt, because I seen it done, like both sides of my family, my dad, he worked. Boom. My mom was in and out of work because she did real estate. She right. loved it. Mm-hmm. And so she would work some, and then she was like, nah, that's not for me. And yeah. she would do so. So whenever it was called upon her to help out, boom, she'll get a job. Yeah. But when everything's straight, she's like, oh, this is what I pursue, this is what I love. Yeah. And then she loved the freedom of like, hey, I can make X amount of thousand in a month if I right. really bust it. And then she knew how to budget. So I got to see both sides of it. And yeah. growing up, I'm just like, man, you know, as long as you keep a steady job, mm-hmm. keep on bringing the bread in, I'll be okay. But then you kind of just have something nudging back and forth yeah. in the back. And, like, mm-hmm. okay, I'll write out this, or I'll write out skits, or just some way to release your creativity, and always romanticizing about if I would do this, but never putting steps forward. I think a lot of people get into that analyzing paralysis.
Yeah.
They plan their stuff, you know, study
analysis
laws.
Paralysis. That analysis was me. Yeah. Yes.
So I think that's where I was at.
Right.
So we've been there. That's that small circle, and is that motivation to get into that next sphere. Ooh, said it right.
There you go. You know, next sphere.
And that's the fear zone.
Yeah.
Right, you get to the edge, you're in your comfort zone, you see that water about to dive to the 5 feet, and you know you're only 5'2". Right? So you got to mm-hmm. slide on in there. We're going to talk about the thing that's in that next zone and how you can combat it and whatnot.
Right. Yeah, so the fear zone.
Yeah.
Like, and the first thing in here is a lack of self-confidence. And that is a lack of self-confidence. That's very real. And it's going to be very real for something that you have not done before
yeah.
or that you're new at. So everybody's going to experience that, but it's just about how do you get past the lack of self-confidence within the fear zone? How did you get past a lack of self-confidence? Have you gotten past it?
I think so. I think so. I got okay. past it. As far as just the podcast, some other goals that I was doing,
mm-hmm.
if I'm going to the pool, I'm jumping in. Right. Okay. So it took me longer because I knew I'm going to try to get all in. I want to
okay.
try to get it. Just the confidence, the lack of confidence is like, are people going to want to listen? You know, you think about the demographic you're trying to talk to. Are people going to want to listen? Are people going to want to right. stay with this?
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth me trying
yeah.
to try it out? So you have the fears, and I think, you know, something else that we're going to talk about in this fear zone really added on that. And I just go ahead and say it. It says yeah. being affected by other opinion, by right. others' opinion.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of conjoins with lack of confidence because you shoot out your idea to, like, you know, some of your closest circle, and you're like, oh, man, that's not going to work or whatever. Or you really think you're going to try to do that? You know, you sure you got the time? But you know that that's something that you want to do creatively. So you just got to, like, hey, I appreciate what you say, but I'm not going to listen. I'm just going to go forward. And that's how I beat the lack of confidence, just by doing it. And then okay, getting some right. acceptance back. Like, okay, cool. The first podcast we did, we were like, man, let's just get 15 people, right?
Right, yeah.
Just 15 people. We put it out there. Like, the first week, like, I had 60 listeners. We were like, oh, man. Like, oh, not,
yeah.
There's 60 people. I don't care if you only listen. I do not care if you only listen to a minute.
Right.
At least get it to that minute so we can get that algorithm, we get that play. So right. I appreciate it. So I think that's what got me on the right track of getting more confidence.
And that helps build confidence for sure.
Yeah.
And the only way to build confidence is literally to just go out there and do it.
Yes, yes.
Now, the other part about worrying about other people's opinions, because that is going to happen even when you're doing great,
mm-hmm.
you're still going to have people who have negative opinions. And that is, to me, more so inner work that you have to do, self-work. Because you have people out here that are quote-unquote, like, successful or wildly successful, and they still might, you know, have issues with other people's opinions. Well, it's really difficult to be successful, truthfully, when you are so caught up and paralyzed by other people's opinions. But that's definitely some like mental and emotional work that you have to do. Mm-hmm. And a couple things like to just get past that. And I think it helps with lack of confidence and for being affected by other people's opinions is to, you know, number one, just when you do something and commit to something, no matter what it is, do it with a certain level of integrity, mm-hmm. you know? So let your yes mean yes. If you're going to say you're going to do something, do it. Because who can say anything to you if you say you're going to do something, yeah. and then you actually do it? What can they really say? And then, and always do your best. So do the best that you can do. So I think if you act with integrity and you do your best, it's not a lot of room for people to have valid opinions.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times we have to remember that other people's opinions are more about themselves than us.
A lot of times you get people, they will, they'll push their fears or
absolutely.
They'll project,
Their
fears on you. So then you hear not what they really think of you, but what has stopped them. Because a lot of people are trying to get on the same path. As, you can't do it. Oh, you don't have time. No, you don't have time. Or you haven't figured out how you can do it. Or, you're not going to get the support. So you have to really take what people are saying. Like, okay, I appreciate it. You're trying to, you think you're looking out for my best interest. And you might be. But I got to try. You know, I got to try.
You got to try. And
then eventually, like you said, if you hold up to your word, people are going to see proof. Like, okay, you can sustain this. You are going to do what you need to do.
Exactly.
So.
If you're doing your best and you are, like I said, you know, letting your yes mean yes, you know me no.
Yeah.
You know, you have integrity with your work. There's not a lot of room for people. At that point, when you have negative stuff, those are haters.
Yeah.
Like when you know you're doing your best and you are, you know, doing the right things and those negative opinions, like at that point, and some of it can be constructive.
True.
Okay. And we know when it's constructive and when it's not.
Yeah.
If we're reasonable, we do. So you just have to look out for that too. You know,
you got to balance out what people saying because.
Right. Yeah.
You haven't did it before. Right.
Yep.
But neither have they. It's like listening to somebody with relationship advice and they never been in a good relationship.
Exactly.
You're like, all right, like you got some points, but your track record.
Right.
So you don't want to get caught up trying to do stuff for you and then you catch yourself feeding into, like you said, too much negativity.
Right.
Because this is the fear zone that we're in. Yep. Right. Too much negativity, feeding into all this stuff that's negative or stuff that might scare you off, you won't be able to progress through. And one thing that you have to step through also is finding excuses.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, people are like, oh, man, you find ways to wait. Oh, man, we don't have a mic was one big thing. Mm-hmm. We don't have a mic. How are we going to put it on there?
Do we have time?
Yeah.
Time is always like, I don't have time.
Time is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
We got held up in the first beginning thing about outline. How should we speak naturally? We was like, man, you know what? We're just going to wait till we work out. I'm like, why wait on something that you know you're eventually going to start? It's something that you eventually want to do. So why wait? Like, you can go through this learning process and you'll be actually putting out content, learning, getting, hey, what's your feedback? All right, cool. What you think about this? All right, but some people didn't know we was on the phone on the first couple podcasts. I didn't even know, man. You know, sound quality, but, you know, y'all just starting off.
Right.
People will cut you a lot more slack.
Right.
Than you will cut yourself.
Exactly.
So you'll excuse your way out of not starting. When people are waiting for you to, hey,
to
come
start.
On.
Yeah. And don't avoid assuming, don't make assumptions about what other people may or may not think or how things are or aren't going to turn out. You can also, you know, get yourself hemmed up because you just, I think once we assume certain things, that also gives us room to make excuses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like for me, I know some of the excuses that I told myself was time. Well, that was my biggest thing. It was like, how do I have time? Because I'm working this 9 to 5, or, you know, I'm doing this, that, and the third. There's no way I have time.
Yeah.
And so I just really had to stop making excuses about time and just do things to try to create time. And once I did that, I will say I feel like I've kind of been on somewhat of a roll. Mm-hmm. With that. And you can find the time, but you know, when you make time, making time always comes along with making sacrifices. And that's another big thing too. And I think we can also put that within the fear zone, is making sacrifices.
Yes.
Because it's scary to give up things that we're used to, a certain quality of life or certain, activity. You know, there's just things that we do. Going out to eat with your friends, maybe, yeah, or having this subscription, or living in this certain neighborhood. I mean, mm-hmm, you might have to make really big sacrifices to make that move, with the business and with weight, like any goal, weight loss.
Yeah.
Anything. Oh, definitely. You know what I'm saying? You got to sacrifice food. You got to sacrifice, you know, your entertainment, what you're used to eating and you know, whatever, what you used to drinking, just all those things, all the things that we're used to that bring you comfort. You have to let those things go. Not all of them, but you have to sacrifice some of them.
Yeah. Sacrificing, and the mindset that you have when you're sacrificing. A lot of people are like, oh, I got to give it up. Nah, I'm getting something better. When you weigh out your options, mm-hmm, a lot of time, and it's just mental, like what you fool yourself with.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm giving this up. Nah, I'm getting something better in play for it. Right. You know, there's a give and take. There's probably like a very good scientific word for it than just the fear of better options, but
yeah,
there's something there.
Yeah.
But if y'all know what I'm trying to talk about, like you have to weigh your options. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm not doing this because I have a chance to gain this.
People become complacent and they don't want to give up even though they're not happy with where they are now, they just don't want to give it up because of fear. And that's just like what we're talking about, the fear zone. So even with the thought that, okay, if I sacrifice this temporarily, things can get better, you know, or things will be better, they're still complacent, which is crazy. How are you complacent with being unhappy with where you are?
And a lot of times, I don't know if people are unhappy.
Sometimes people are,
but they can excuse, like, that's why they find excuses. Like, I'm fine. Even making excuses, like, of why you don't want to do it, mm-hmm, you convince yourself, like, oh, man, you know, this is just added stress. This is more anxiety. They weigh the negative of what they can achieve versus not even thinking about the positive.
Right.
So you have that pro and con list, and you're writing down all the cons. Mm-hmm. And, see, I knew it. But they never really considered the pros.
And you know who many of those people we were talking about, the people that you worry about, those negative opinions that you get,
yeah,
are typically the people that do stay in that fear zone. So they're the ones, yeah, they've made excuses for themselves. They've tricked themselves into thinking that they're happy or that they're satisfied when they're really not. Hmm. And so then they see you stepping out, right?
Yeah.
So going out on the limb and trying to come out of that fear zone, they're like, oh, how dare you? You know, and they start to feel a way, but it's only because truthfully they feel a way about themselves.
That projection.
Yeah.
And one thing I've always believed, and you always see when you get into this area, when you're trying to pursue something, you hear people say, a lot of people think that the comfort zone is just a place, you know, this is where I'm at, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only two motions that you really go in life, right? You either go forward or you're going back.
Right.
Nobody's ever just staying in the same spot.
Yep.
So it may feel comfortable, but if you're not presuming, if you're not learning about something, if you don't have your eyes forward, then you're slowly regressing. So you want to progress. And the next progression out of that fear zone, right, is one of the best step. A lot of people like this step.
Yeah.
A lot of people just, you know, find themselves doing so much. And it's so interesting how these are when you accept the stuff from the fear zone.
Yes.
But then you progress through it and find ways to counteract, improve it, or just downright say, I'm not dealing with it. Let's power through this.
Exactly where I am right now.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like this first one, dealing with challenges and problems. Like that's exactly where I am. And actually, I feel like I am there as far as like dealing with some of the challenges and problems. Not there, but I've overcome that, meaning I've figured out how to deal with some of the challenges and problems that have actually come along with, you know, making the choice to move out of the fear zone.
Yeah.
Like how to manage my time. Like, how do you manage time? You know, because now I left my 9-to-5 job. I'm no longer doing that. So now,
ooh, yay.
Yeah, it's still a struggle. And it's not to say once you move out of the fear zone, you still won't wake up some days and have some fear.
Oh, yeah, true.
You still be like, ooh, okay, what did I just do? You know, so it's still scary, but it's learning how to manage that fear, you know? And so, but anyway, so into the learning zone and just learning how to overcome obstacles, I will say as I progress now, I kind of know, okay, this is how I deal with this problem. This is what I need to do here. Like, I just know.
Yeah.
And things are a little bit, once you learn and you know something, certain things just become a little bit more intuitive, you know? Versus really trying to having to sit and just like figure stuff out. It kind of becomes, I wouldn't say kind of like second nature a little bit. Like how we know how to go to work 9-to-5. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen, okay. Q is over here trying to get some video footage. And it is not going.
It is a struggle.
It is a struggle. I just had to tell the people what was going on because you had just been trying to set this phone up so we can get some video footage for about 10 minutes.
Just a little bit.
Just
but you know, that's one of those
I appreciate
things
the effort.
That you are going out of that thing. Like, okay, what's the challenges that we're facing?
Yeah.
What do you have to do next? Time. Managing not only what you're trying to do, but managing people's ideas.
Yeah.
You want to figure out what's the best way to go forward. And everybody's really, really personal about their ideas, their topics.
For sure, yeah.
So I think that's been the biggest thing. And that's where I'm at right now. You know,
so
making
do you,
sure.
You feel like you're learning how to deal with that, though? Like yeah.
And then what's the best way for me? Mm-hmm. What's the best way for the group, because, you know, we got a strong group of people that, you know, helping us out.
Sure.
We got everybody that has stuff that they're really, really good at. And we're trying to see how can we meld that together the best way possible.
Yeah.
We have people that want to support as far as guests. Like, how can we go to the next step? Because that's something that, you know, you kind of think, like, we've been doing this for a year.
Right.
What's the next step?
What's
how are we
going
to get forward? Are we looking to get some sponsorship? So, really just, it's kind of on me now to really get everything moving. Like, we got to get merch, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. We got to set up a lot of good networking and partnerships. How do we do that? I got to sell myself. One of the challenges, I was talking to a lady who was doing another podcast. She was like, man, we got to collaborate. I'm like, okay, cool. Hey, just we keep our content clean. She was like, oh, that's great. We can do the same thing. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, just networking and really knowing that I'm at a point where I'm selling myself too.
Right.
Not just the podcast, but, like, I have to be living some of the stuff that I'm saying in the podcast. So, you know, having an extra set of clothes where you look nice.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, I'm hashtagging fitness. So, you know, okay, cool. I see that you're slimming down? Are you doing this? Because people are really watching when you put stuff out there.
Yeah.
So what are you doing to kind of better yourself? So we have a lot of stuff in the works, but making sure that you put in the right time into the right effort.
Yeah, exactly.
You if you just throw your time everywhere, it's going to look like you're not doing anything. Right. So right now, it's so important that, you know, I'm on the page. I'm trying to get the followers, getting the groundswell, and then we're going to the next stuff.
You're doing a great job, by the way.
We're doing a great job, by the way.
I'm just saying, Q.
You know, that's what you got to have good people. My old boss lady.
Yeah, no, shout out to the whole team for real. Yeah, but, you know, I'm shouting you out because you here. We here right now.
I don't know how to take compliments.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see the hard work. I see you guys really pushing this thing forward. Mm-hmm, I'm kind of like all over the place because, you know, I got my other businesses going on and stuff too. But I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be around a group of people that are progressing and want to progress and do better and learn. Because I think that's part of the podcast too, is definitely learning.
Yeah, definitely.
So us learning from other people, you know, and then the audience, most importantly, you know, the content. There should always be something, you know, maybe just an opinion or a fact or just something that somebody can take away from the podcast and feel like, oh, I learned something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So
it's just, it's one of those things that we keep in mind as far as when we create the content, but loving that people are talking about it.
Yeah.
And getting information from other people. So I know that's going to motivate us to do more live events. We've talked about live panels. We're working out the...
All that.
And that's when you got the challenges. We have to work out the best way to attack that logistically and with our whatever we have, because you want to be good quality and whatnot. So that kind of takes us into, you have to acquire new skills.
Right.
So in your business now, what skills do you think you need to acquire, right?
Okay.
And yes. What's something that you're working on and that you're doing, feeling like you, okay, I'm getting this down. I'm learning this step.
Yeah, like install some whole closets.
Ooh.
For the first time. Like literally had my toolkit and went in and installed some closets. First time ever doing that.
Were they level?
Yes.
Because you can't have the pump sliding off.
No, it was level. It was good. I posted pictures like all over social media. I need to post more.
Yeah.
Because I only put them on my stories. I didn't actually put them in my...
Hey,
on my page.
I know, you know what I mean? Story is a new algorithm, so you're doing a good job.
Oh, okay.
So do both of them, though.
Do both.
You're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I installed some closets. So that was a new skill. That was something, a client asked me to do it, and guess what? I was like, okay. Designed and installed these closets for the client. They kind of just told me this is, they actually took me to their house because they were moving into a new home. They took me to their old home. They're like, this is what we got.
Wow.
Make it happen.
Hey.
And I was like, okay. But yeah, it came out great. I actually just followed up with the clients like a couple weeks ago, and they said they're loving their closets and everything. And hopefully they will be inviting me back to do more work in their home later. So that was a new skill. One skill that I need to acquire is better marketing skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I need to definitely, and I'm getting myself geared up and in the position to definitely just reach out more. Really being very active about reaching out for new clients. So that means I'm gonna have to pick up the phone and start calling people and really just putting it out there. I think that to a certain extent, the audience, like my audience knows that like on social media that I'm doing design, but they still don't really know exactly what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So getting a lot more clear and specific about what it is I'm doing, so other people know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So communicating that and all of that I feel like is a part of marketing. So just my marketing skills need some work, and I probably need to hire somebody to help me. But so that's like where I am. Marketing for sure. New skill, installing them closets.
Oh man, let's see.
What about you?
I want to say understanding the power of the social media. working with that, trying to grow that organically.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I could throw $100 at, you know, to buy likes and ghost followers and stuff like
we
that.
We don't need to do that.
Nah. So just in there. You got to be in there liking people pictures. You got to be in the DM. Be like, ha ha, that was funny. How you like the podcast? Oh, I haven't listened to a podcast. Well.
And I'm so bad at that. I need to take a class. Like, I need to find a social media class, and I just need to take it.
YouTube.
Is that going to be motivating enough? I feel like I spend money on something.
It depends on how you motivate yourself.
Let me take better action. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to say that. Because I'm watching YouTube videos like, oh, how to organically do what hashtag not to use.
Really?
You know, yeah. So some hashtags are too big. So you don't stay up on there too long, right?
Oh.
So you want a medium demographic hashtag. Something within over 5,000, but under 50,000, like actual posts already. Because you want to stay on there a day. Because somebody that actually follows this podcast, they look at it. Maybe not daily, but they're following it.
Yeah.
So it's going to pop up. So you want to have some longevity when you pop up there. You put Apple Podcasts, like I've been doing foolishly, that has 60 million posts on there. You're only going to stay up there a minute. That's not worth it. But when you put a hashtag that has 5,000 to 10,000, you put up there, hey, Atlanta Podcast Networking. Mm. Right? 5,000 posts. You click on there. We've been up there 2 days strong.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So you got to figure out, okay, this is what's really going to work for me. So
I'm learning.
Learning and researching stuff.
Yeah.
That's going to fit your niche and really be good at that. I think that's a skill that I am learning that I need.
Yeah.
One that I really got to get down is, like you said, beating the pavement and encouraging everybody else. Like, hey, if you're on the podcast, listen, you know, you got to be out there vocally asking people to support you right now as much as possible. So beforehand, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I got a podcast. Nah, you know, I went to a lady's apartment, you know, Mr. Maintenance Man, got all the keys.
Right.
Went into a lady's apartment. So how'd your day? What's on your mind today? Well, ma'am, what's on my mind is the topic for our next podcast. That's what we're talking about. Oh, you do a podcast. What is it? Blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, she was thinking about starting a podcast. And I'm just like, this is what you need to do. This was her and her whole group followed us. 10 followers right there. Because instead of saying, like, oh, nothing's on my mind. I'm having a wonderful day. Ma'am, you just got to stop putting this in the disposal. Bye.
Right.
But you change your mindset and really growing on, like, hey, this is what I'm trying to grow. It's a business.
Start talking about your business. And you can't be ashamed of that.
No.
And that is one thing that I've started doing. Because I will say the people that I started doing that last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people that I've gotten so far, the business that I've gotten so far is because I was shamelessly talking about the fact that, like, oh, I do real estate. I do, you know, interior design or interior styling, decorating, organizing, like all of that stuff. So I did a really good job, or I've been doing a really good job of talking to people about it. But, you know, I'm talking about like in leisure or whatever, kind of just, or even business, you know, networking stuff. Like I can do that, but I got to get on that phone, man.
Yeah. You got to. You got to just stay with it. And if we do those two things, like, you know, find ways to beat challenges. You really want to acquire a new skill. You'll get comfortable in what you are now doing.
Right.
So you're not going to feel out of place talking about it in a group of people. Like, what are you really doing? Like, man, my podcast is about conveying what I wish I knew at 30.
Right.
Well, conveying what I know at 30, which I should have known at 20. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Helping bridge that gap. And, you know, the more and more you say it, the more and more it comes easy. Like, you know, real conversations with a huge dose of humor. Ooh, that came out bad. Dang, I'm not comfortable saying that yet.
Yeah.
I still need a tagline. You know? So we're still looking for a tagline.
Yeah.
Help us out. And just really being comfortable talking about what you're pursuing in your business. Like, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what
I always say that's super important. I think I've talked about that before somewhere. I don't know how, you know, people are always like, oh, don't tell nobody what you're doing. Keep stuff a secret. I think to a certain point, But after a while, you really have to just speak stuff into existence. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to be putting the work in behind it as well. But tell people what you're doing.
Yes.
Tell them.
Yes.
This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm working on. It helps you be more accountable for what you say you're going to do. It helps people. I think it helps people have a level of respect. You know what I mean? When you actually say that you're going to do something and then you actually do it. You know what I mean? People respect that. And people are honestly inspired by that.
Yes.
People are inspired when they see somebody say they're going to do something and then they actually do it. So I think that's super important. And then the last little point, too, on the learning zone was I wanted to just not even really talk about it too that much because we've already talked about it. But yeah. Extend your comfort zone. Did we say that? I feel like we didn't say that part. Did we say that?
A little bit. But yeah. Oh, okay. But I mean.
But I basically, that's what. That's what we are. I think that's where I am. It sounds like that's kind of where you are. So,
yes.
Or not you, we with the podcast, yeah. As far as doing the live events, that's extending your comfort zone, right? Like yes. That's part of
what you're trying to get to the next thing.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to get to the next thing. And for me, extending my comfort zone is, like I said, kind of like making those phone calls, reaching out, doing better at marketing. That's the next extension of my.
So it becomes second nature where, you know, we, that small bubble that we first started.
Exactly. Now
all this stuff, okay, cool.
Yep.
And now you're on that next level, that outer circle
yep.
of where you're really, it's at the top when it's finding your purpose. And we talked about that before we started the podcast, about your vision board and how we should do one. Now knowing kind of what the direction we're following, mm-hmm. who we're trying to talk to. You know, because I don't have it all figured out, but I'm trying to help those who still in the same.
Yeah.
It's a team situation of why we're getting together. Like, okay, I know about this. What you know about? Or I do this.
Yeah.
I do this well. You know, trying to feed off everybody to, because you don't have to learn from experience with everything.
You
can
don't.
Take some experience from other people.
That's the best way to grow. And see, that's the huge thing I will say in business. When you are really trying to grow and you're trying to scale, it's very important to have relations. Because you're not going to be able to do everything. You can't be good at everything.
Yeah. You if it's on ESPN, I'm good at it.
Okay. Well, but see, that's not everything. You just saying everything on ESPN.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. That's still niche, okay? You can't. That's still niche.
True.
You know, so you can't be good at everything, and you need those relationships because that's how you really, really grow.
Yeah.
And people don't really understand that. Sometimes I think that's an issue amongst Black folks. Sometimes we struggle with that, but like, yes, let's come together. Let's just come together. And we share, and that exchange. And that's how you see big growth. When you see these companies or, you know, businesses start up, that's usually what has happened. A group of people, or it could be just one person, but they're the face of it.
Yeah.
But best believe they have a team of people that were behind them that came in and brought them all the pieces to the puzzle to make it, you know what I mean? To make it happen. Like it's.
And that's the best part of
what
you said earlier. You're not trying to. You don't want to give up all your secrets, but you want to talk about
what
you're doing. Because somebody's like, oh, man, I'm really good at this. I was playing flag football on the team that I play with. One of the guys, you know, I didn't know he had so many skills, but we were just talking like, oh, man, Q, what you trying to do? I'm like, man, I'm trying to start a podcast. He was like, let me know how to do logos. I'm like, okay.
What, you didn't trust him?
You know, because, you know, you a little bit skeptical. Okay, cool. Everybody's trying
for
to do something.
Yeah.
Talk to him. He was like, man, you know, send me a couple pictures. He's like, hey, I got it to you next week.
I love that. He's hungry. I love that.
Oh, man.
That's me, though. Like, if you say you're trying to do something and I know I can offer you a serve, that's me. I'm like, what you trying to do? I can help you. Like, I am that. Yeah, so I like that.
And then so now I'm like, hey, man, you going to help me with my brand? He was like, I'm already on it. So, you know, it's Chief. The dude got so many handles, but it's the same thing. He was like, man, you got to think about your handle. It's just not you, but you want to show what you in. So it's Chief, right? That's his personal thing. It's Chief branding is when he's branding for other people. Then he has It's Chief Design, where he designs like logos and stuff like that. So the branding, he kind of consults about how you can. Oh yeah, definitely. Like, you know, I'm trying to, and you got people that support people that support you, right? It's a circle.
You and, know, it is a circle. Yeah. And like literally once you get into this, because I feel like we're in this bubble, right? This you know, business bubble, because the podcast is absolutely 100% a business. Yeah. Okay. Like, so we're in this business bubble and you just realize how, like we just said, talking about it and, you know, communicating to other people, how much we just, I don't know. It's almost like you hold hands, like, and the circle gets bigger and bigger. Yeah. And it's like a circle of people just like holding hands and helping each other out. And you get to these places where you're like, man, I need this. I don't know how I'm gonna get this done though. Yeah. I don't know anybody. I don't have the resources, you know? And then all of a sudden, boom, it all comes together and it just feels like things just start to fall into place and they work in your favor, but you have to keep at it. Like you have to keep at it.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? You cannot be, slow down.
Yeah. Somebody's going to take your spot. Somebody that's holding up true to your word that you said, somebody that's trying to make, good, like they put out the best of themselves. If you slow up in doing that, people are like, man, that's not where my business is going.
Right.
So I don't need you as a partner. Oh, well, I just missed a couple deadlines. Nah, if you're going to say you're going to do it, you got to do it.
You got to do it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And you have to have value in what you say and value in what you put out there, because people are looking to join forces. And if you the weak link in the chain, get cut out.
Cut out.
So.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's not stuff, we're not saying that to scare people off, but it should motivate you. Like, hey, I'm putting out the best product. Hey, I'm getting back with everybody. I want to talk to people. And when I say stuff, they know, oh, it's gold. I already know it's getting done.
That's exactly what I was saying in the beginning. That's how you come out of the comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, out of the fear zone.
Yeah.
That helps you out of the fear zone. When you can make your, you know, let your yes mean yes, your no mean no, have integrity and do your best, there's not much people can say, and that will help build your confidence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So do that. Definitely do that. Yeah. So then the last one is the growth zone.
So yeah, so right now we're in the growth zone. We did define purpose.
Yeah.
Right? So we're growing, we're continuing going, so we find purpose, live dreams.
Now this there is
kind of interesting. We're not there?
Not there yet. I'm not there yet.
Oh, you're not there yet?
Well, I guess maybe I am, and I'm just like,
I feel like, you know, like these things are a little bit more fluid. You can flow into the growth. Yeah. You can come back to the learning. But I think
you have to. Yeah, they are definitely fluid, for sure.
I think you have to find ways to enjoy what you're doing. Because that's what it means to me.
Okay. So yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, so I am then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's just funny. You just think like, hey, man. I don't know if I'm living it just yet because, you know, we haven't seen any dollars. But even though.
But you've gotten.
I enjoy it.
It's a year,
so
year in.
Yeah. And my timeline, that's one thing, too, that I was talking to a few other people. And your timeline has to be your timeline to put out.
For
good
sure.
Stuff. A lot of people be like, oh, man, you know, it's been 6 months. What are you doing? I'm like, bro, I really enjoy this.
Right.
I really enjoy sitting back. So. You have to find something that you will do for free that can actually get you paid. And that's something like, oh, man,
that's why it doesn't matter how long it takes you. That's like, even for me, we talked about this on the podcast with me and Donald. I've been working with this whole business thing for 2 years, over 2 years, going on 3 years, really. And so 2 years, it was like 2 years of playing with the idea. I knew what I wanted to do, but it just took me a minute to come out of the comfort zone. And then out of the fear zone, I would say about a year to get out of the comfort zone to say, okay, I'm really going to do this. And then like another year of just like being in fear.
Yeah.
And now I'm in the learning zone. I'm in there. And I guess growth zone too, for sure. I can claim some of this. The next point in the growth zone is setting new goals. That's definitely like what I'm doing right now.
Uh-huh.
I did post my vision board on Instagram.
Okay.
So that's me. I have new goals that I'm setting. I got another vision board that I'm doing for another part of the business. So I am definitely right here at the setting new goals thing.
Yeah.
Within the growth zone. Because now it's time to, I've gotten some experience, I've gotten some knowledge. And so now every time you have an experience and it's new, mm-hmm. you should be taking that and figuring out how to grow, yeah. how to grow. Or learn to say, I'm not going to do that again. Which is still growth.
It's still growth. Whether it's a setback or a great opportunity, it's still growth. Like, it's what still happened growth. With yeah. this? When we moved from SoundCloud to Anchor, right? Mm-hmm. We were seeing an average of about 100 listens per episode. And, you know, you gauge it against other people that you listen. Okay, cool. They've right. been out for how long? Okay. So we were really doing pretty good
yeah.
as far as how many people we were getting on average. And, you know, we go to Anchor, where it's sending it out to, you know, oh, man, everybody's going to have it. Yeah. You know, then you get your first episode of Anchor, like, 23. I'm like, oh, 23?
Right, yeah.
What happened? But yeah. eventually you realize that we grew our platform on SoundCloud. So if you switch it up, people still got to find you.
Yeah.
It's not accessible, or they got used to seeing you somewhere.
Exactly.
So we went back and was like, you know what? The new episodes that we put on Anchor, let's also put them on SoundCloud.
Right.
Let everybody know you can find us everywhere. And then now we boosted back up the ones that we did on Anchor, just Anchor, put them on SoundCloud. They're 40, 50, 60.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't forget about us. Y'all just right. thought we left. Exactly. But we back. So it's just knowing that you have to take time, let people as clear as day, what are you doing? Yeah. Where are you at? You don't want to lead people, okay, cool, and just like, oh, find us everywhere.
Yeah.
Where's everywhere?
Where's everywhere?
Oh, no,
right.
no. Now we've been like Google, Spotify, yeah. Apple. So you just be a little bit more transparent on what you're trying to do. Yeah. And that would be helpful. New goals, trying to really get our Twitter following up. We got 3 followers. Shout out to the 3 followers.
Okay.
200 on Instagram. The goal by the end of the year is to have 500 plus and actually putting out some vlogs.
Yeah.
So putting out some vlogs, getting some subscribers on YouTube, because we really want to get to doing this on camera.
Yeah.
Learning how to edit myself. That's a goal. Learning how to do all the video editing myself so I can have it in my back pocket, have the tools to do that. So really writing down the goals.
Awesome, yeah.
You got to write it down, because then they're a vision. A vision is something that you see and you want to see through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely write everything. I did that as well. I created another board.
Okay.
Where I wrote
board
down.
Number two.
Yeah. Well, so I'm going to have 3 boards total. Mm-hmm. But this other board is just like literally, it's not the vision board, but it's just like bullet points.
Yeah.
And almost like a checklist. And I didn't put it on my, you know, I do have a dry erase board, but that, I don't know. I just felt like I had to put it like on my, like on an actual board that I can put on my wall that I can look, see, can't change it. And I just got to check them off. Yeah. Check them off. I got a whole list.
My whole goal, right, mm-hmm. if I had a perfect office.
Yes.
Would be a TV like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a wall that is nothing but half of a dry erase board and half of a chalkboard.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So your more permanent goals
yeah.
be on the chalkboard.
Exactly.
Dry erase board. You know, you can uh-huh. plan out stuff, have a nice table, nice computer. Oh, man.
Oh, you'll get there.
Yeah, one day.
You'll get there.
And you're going to design it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's always
I just envisioned
yeah.
it in my head when you were saying that. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, mm-hmm.
Like, in my
I
head, I'm like the guy in the beautiful mind just looking at you.
Oh.
In real life, you know, I have a problem nice. With basic math and spelling.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that's definitely a dream
yeah.
in your head.
It's out there, you know, but hey.
It's okay.
I'm at the comfort zone now in that dream.
Right.
I got to exactly. keep fear, learning, grow. So we're going to get it.
That's it.
So what's the next?
I think, did we cover them all?
We got one. Let's see. We got
oh, the conquer objectives?
Conquer objective. I like that word, conquer.
Yeah. So, objectives. So, people telling you no. almost like rejection a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that what you think of? Conquering objections a little bit. That I guess that could be one. An objection could be someone, you trying to do something and it not, maybe it just not working out the way you planned it.
Yeah.
Or people maybe you have a partnership or a relationship or something, and it just doesn't work out, or they just flat out tell you no.
Yes. I'm not going to say that I played any violent video games, because I have not.
Okay, good.
But if I did, there's objective-based games.
Yes.
Right? So you have to do this certain task.
Oh, right? Is that what that means? Conquering?
When I read it, that's what I mean. I'm like, hey, okay, you know, we have to control B, or, you know, search and destroy, you know, and then you have to conquer it with extreme prejudice.
Oh, yeah, you might be right. Did I take that meaning all wrong? Maybe I did.
But, like, you know, either way it goes, it still means I'm like, hey, I have to take care of this. Those objectives are, I guess, like, just firmer goals or firmer things that you need to go.
I'm like conquering objections is what I'm thinking. That's what I thought. Like, I don't know. I probably read it. That's what I'm thinking in my mind, conquering objections. Guys, it's objectives, not objections. Sorry about that. Because in my mind, that's what I was thinking. I don't even know if I said objectives or objection, but I was thinking conquering objection. So, correction. I was feeling real lost. I was like, is that what that means? Yeah. How did you get that?
Like, okay. You kind of went left field with that.
Yeah, conquer objectives. So, things that need to be done, basically. Pretty much, yeah. Conquering the okay, I'm back. I'm here. You keep going. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. So just with the goals, like, you set new goals, you got to conquer them. You have to just take them out, you know, and find a way to do that, being present when you plan out how you're going to do it. Because you just don't go into it without a plan, right? So you plan it out, got to execute, and then you conquer that objective. So
that's exactly where I am, actually, because now, like I said, I set these goals. Mm-hmm. I wrote a bunch of stuff down. So now it's just literally, like, I have no other action to be taken but conquering the actual objectives.
That's it.
The things that I have written down and that I have planned out, there's nothing else right now for me but to just do.
Do it. Knock it on out. So what's next after that?
What's next? I don't, for me?
Yeah.
Waiting on some yeses, more business, growth.
Yeah.
Growth. Yeah. And I guess that's why this is in the growth zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because once you do those things, you should start to, you know, see the reward. Rewards for your work. So that is kind of like the last thing. You get to that place where it's like, okay, this is what I need to do. You do it. And every time you knock something out, you're getting closer and closer to your goal, the main goal. And you should start to see some rewards after that.
I'm in the same spot with that. And one thing, when I was thinking about this, random, the oscillating Big Bang Theory.
Mm.
There's something that I always go back to. I like the theory. Yeah. Don't believe in it, but I like the theory.
Right.
But after you expand so much,
right,
implode, it starts all over. And that's kind of how I'm viewing this, like, comfort zone thing. Because after I get there, hey, I achieved everything that it was in this. I am now making money for the podcast. Boom. What happens next? Blows up. I'm in the comfort zone again. Because now my comfort zone is making money from the podcast.
Exactly.
What's next? We can go to getting vlogs together. Doing this. It blows up. What's the next thing? Well, I'm in investment, networking, a venue. So always having goals. Always never being satisfied with what you're doing as far as your personal growth. Right?
Yeah.
And don't let... A lot of times you be like, you know, you want to do this to the point where I can cut back from my 9-to-5.
Right.
Because I have something that's lucrative here.
Exactly.
So those are the goals. You want to always, I think the biggest thing is know that you cannot stay still and achieve your goals.
Absolutely not.
Nothing's coming to you. Right.
You got to come out of a comfort zone. Let me tell you, if you are not, if you have a goal.
Mm.
If you listen, if you're listening, you have a goal. If whatever the goal is, if you're not uncomfortable, you're not doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you're starting something new and you're not uncomfortable doing it in some way, shape, or form, or not even starting, it don't have to be new, but if you're just working towards something, there is you know, and I'm not saying you have to be all emotional about coming out of your comfort zone. Like, you don't.
Yeah.
But you got to get uncomfortable. That's just a part of growth.
Growth.
Period. Yeah. If you're not uncomfortable, you need to do more. And you need to figure out, you need to find some direction. Okay? Some inspiration.
Boom.
And some guts.
Guts.
And do what you got to
do. Do your habit. Guts. Do.
Yeah. Them yeah. guts.
There we go.
You need to have them.
Really enjoyed this conversation. I think.
Me too.
I think we can wrap up. That was a good wrapping up point. Do you have anything you want to leave with these people?
Wait, say that again.
You got anything that you want to drop as your final statement?
Oh, sorry. Yes. Y'all, I'm. I am so sorry. What do I want to leave with the people? I don't know. I feel like I kind of just said what. Oh, we did say that I was going to briefly touch on why I joined the podcast. Yeah, is that
that got lost in
one of the old episodes.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, yeah.
So, so I'll briefly touch on why I'm here, why I decided to join the podcast. And I appreciate the invite from the gentleman's delegation.
Turn up.
And really, I'm here obviously because they did want a voice of reason, a female voice. And I said on that other episode, and that still stands true, is that that's exactly what I kind of want to be. Not kind of. That's what I want to be, is a female voice to kind of, you know, whether I'm inspiring you or I'm making you question, whether you agree or you don't agree, just having a voice and helping give perspective, you know what I mean? And help encourage people, I feel like. And what else?
And what else? Tell them.
I don't know. Right now, that is my goal, just to be the female voice. And to bring y'all some, you know, good positive vibes and share my experience and all that fun stuff. And I'm happy to be here. I'm excited. And we'll see how things kind of continue to grow and what my role, you know. You guys have female guests on here all the time, which is awesome, wonderful, and amazing. So I also said that too. Like, so when you invite females, when there are other female guests, they can feel comfortable because there is another woman kind of in the room with them. You know what I mean? That is making them feel comfortable with expressing themselves fully, you know? Because, and not every woman needs that, but some women do. Sometimes you just need somebody to have your back.
You look over there, because we don't want to be, we're going to get into a lot of different topics that we still have yet to talk about. Mm-hmm. We don't want to just have a one side of you, because we could have.
Yeah, for sure.
We want to go back and forth because shout out to all the, you know, I want to, like, all the ladies.
All the ladies.
Nubian queens.
Yes, thank you.
The queens from the Caucasus. You know, whoever choose to listen to us, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to say anything from, I don't know any mountains from Asia.
I don't either.
Okay, but whoever choose, they want to be like, okay, cool, I have a voice. They can relate to somebody. Right, we want everybody to have somebody that can relate to, and even if you, but you want to hear what we're talking about, let us know. And the best way you can let us know is you can talk to us on our Instagram page, the Gentleman's Delegation. You can look us up by the search thing and put in the GDP, the Gentleman's Delegation, just in a shorter form. You can find us on Facebook. We have a group discussion page where you talk from anywhere from sports to, you know, farting in a relationship. That's what's on the page right now. So you have a lot of things that you can talk about that people want to know about. First date etiquette, all the different things, fitness, finances. We're going to get into all these subjects, and we need y'all there because it's a delegation, it's a group.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So just look out for our live events. Stay with us for these vlogs. If you have any ideas, let us know. If you want us to work with you on starting something, let us know. We have an email, thegentlemansdelegation@gmail.com. All about branding. So if you want to find us, put the at sign and put in the gentleman's delegation.
The.
And we're going to be there.
T-H-E. Yeah. Gentleman, because, yeah.
I put the.
Well, I mean, Donald was searching and he put in gentleman's delegation. He's got the.
Well, he has the. That saying. Main article. You know what I mean? English. So that's it. Thank you for listening to the episode. We got here. We really